SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Tess Ingram, UNICEF spokesperson in Rafah, thank you so much for joining us. Can you just talk us through what happened?
I was on a joint coordinated mission, UNICEF and UNRWA, taking vital life-saving aid to the north of Gaza. We were trying to bring nutrition treatments for malnourished children, with medical supplies and fuel to refuel water wells. And so this was a really important mission that we'd planned for a while, and when we took off on Tuesday morning, we headed up to the Wadi Gaza checkpoint, which is one of the main access points to get into the north of Gaza, where we were instructed to wait in a holding area just south of the checkpoint, where UN convoys often delayed before being called forward. It was in this area when gunfire broke out in the vicinity. It appeared to be coming from the north, from the direction of the checkpoint, towards civilians who then turned and ran in the other direction. And our car was hit, the car that I was in, three bullets, one in the front and two on my door. So we were really lucky that we were in an armoured vehicle and that everybody was safe at the end of the day.
Tess, this must have completely rattled you. How are you feeling? How are you processing this now?
I think it's going to take me time to process this. For the moment, I'm really focused on making sure that we can advocate for the problems that caused this incident to be resolved and to make sure that the mission that we weren't able to complete is finalised and completed. We're going to try and go back, actually, this weekend with those same supplies.
Tess, I know I've asked you this. In fact, I asked you this less than a week ago, especially after the death of those seven aid workers. But does this at all make you fearful for your future missions and the delivery of aid in general?
I think last time I told you, you know, that this is the job. And after what happened on Tuesday, I have to say that, of course, you know, this does rattle you. But we know that this is a dangerous place to operate. But we also know that we can't stop, that it's more dangerous for the children. So we're just trying to find ways to make sure that we can get that safety that we need on the ground to do our job, and also safety for the people that we're trying to serve, because, you know, we are in armoured vests and vehicles, but they're exposed, and I've seen so many children injured in hospitals this week, Catalina.
So, Tess, then you said you're still going to try to go ahead with this mission. Under what sort of safety guarantee are you under? Are you feeling sort of quite fearful about that?
Well, look, it'll be the same sort of coordinated mission that we had on Tuesday, and at the moment those safety guarantees are quite hollow. So that's what we're trying to change. That's why we need to make sure that when we're given these safety assurances on a coordinated mission, that they're respected and that we can trust them. So Sunday or whenever we get up there, that'll be another test of that.
We know that your organisation, UNICEF, has raised the incident with Israeli authorities. Has there been a response?
No, not yet. We've definitely raised this at several levels. We're waiting to hear back. And the response that we want is that this will never happen again. What happened, you know, with the World Central Kitchen colleagues, Zomi and her fellow colleagues, was an absolute tragedy. And we can't have anything happen like that or what has happened to the other 200 humanitarian aid workers here in Gaza.
Tess, please stay safe. Thank you so much for your time today. That's Tess Ingram, UNICEF spokesperson in Rafah.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.